Why in the world do I need an editor anyway? I'm so glad you asked. Tune in to find out.
This is Educated and Empowered. Plays in the success of your project, right? Again, understand the editors are not just a necessity for if you're writing a book. If there are any of you, we're talking about, hey buddy, I am a supervisor and I conduct review resume. Did you read my mind? I was just about to talk about resume writing, but let's see what Professor Gill had to say. I am a supervisor and I conduct review resumes and interviews for jobs. There are many who never get calls simply because of the grammatical errors on their resumes, yet they may be great candidates for the jobs. Take the time to get it right. This is exactly what I was going to go into. When you are using proper grammar, good grammar, this is not just, oh, well, I'm never going to be an author. Do you want a job? That's called a resume. Do you understand to Buddy's point? So now you understand, I'm not even just saying this. This is somebody who does this as his job. So he has already endorsed what I'm about to say. You want to make sure, like, it's not always just about the format. A lot of times people will say, okay, well, can you format my resume? Can you make sure that I have all the dates and stuff? Or can you help me with the job description? Okay, even if I help you with the job descriptions, if you spell it wrong, that's still a fail. Okay, like there have been people who the only thing that they got right on their admission essays, because here's another one for people who are in school. So whether it is a bachelor's degree, a master's program, or even your doctoral program, when you gotta do dissertations, you need to know how to spell, okay? First impression is the lasting impression. I have passed up interviewing people. Come on, this is what I'm saying. So you all have to understand that you cannot just be so nonchalant and it doesn't matter whether or not I know proper English. I'm not gonna pay somebody just to blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. It would behoove you, as my father would say, it would behoove you to pay somebody now to look over that resume, because right now while you're unemployed and you're like, I don't have $50 to pay somebody to look at this resume, right? But you get the job and then you're able to, do you understand what I'm saying? That $50 became an investment. So you have to, the same thing if it is a paper, a dissertation, you go through doing all of this work, all of this research, but it's poorly written and it does not matter all the time that you put in. So you don't want to drop the ball because it's only grammar. Why should it matter, right? This is when you write a book, especially, okay, because this is aspects of entrepreneurship. So when you write a book, I tell you guys all the time, just because you can publish it yourself does not mean that you should publish it yourself. Just because you can also go to kdp.amazon.com and hit that upload button and hit submit, that does not mean just because you were able to, that you were qualified to. So please know the difference. Don't be so conceited to believe that, you know what? Well, I had my cousin Ray Ray look over it. What grade did Ray Ray graduate from again? What experience do you understand what I'm saying? Now, let me say this. Yes, there are some practical things that someone who has no editorial experience can catch, right? There are basic mistakes where, you know, sometimes the word, we double our words or, you know, basic things that's misspelled. But this is where it comes into, it comes handy to know the different types of editors that there are, right? So many people only feel that they only know about the basic editors, you know, so, or copy editors, as we call them. Well, I don't need help with my spelling. I'm good with spelling. I'm good with subject verb agreement. None of my sentences was running on, which is typically what a copy editor will do, right? They're going to read over your manuscript. They're going to look at it, make sure that, again, subject verb agree. So we don't have any they is on your paper. Okay, because again, because so many of us just transfer over our social media speech to our professional papers, many of us, they is, she ain't, I ain't, we do that in real life. So you need somebody that's going to tell you she's not or she isn't. Understand? Because you need to know when to wear the right hat. Okay, so it's okay to be as improper as you want to be on social media if that's what you feel. However, comma, you better pray that nobody that you're looking to hire you is reading your social media posts, okay? Understand that social media has become a digital resume. People will go on your social media page to see how you normally behave. Yes, you sit in front of me or you sit on this screen and for 10 or 15 minutes, you can impress me. But let me go and see how you normally behave. Digital resume. Well, right here, you handed in this resume. And it was written right. But let me see the type of language that you normally use. Digital resume.
Still not convinced that you need an editor? Keep listening.
So it's a footprint. Like, it ain't going nowhere. So even if somebody wanted to, people can log in, like they can Google you and Google your posts and see what you use. And again, that's if people got time on their hands to do all of that. Doctors do not treat themselves. Y'all get Professor Gill. Lawyers do not represent themselves. There are editors and publishers for a reason. Otherwise, you get what you already got. Let me tell you something. I say this all the time. Every editor needs an editor. Okay? So this is another reason. At the top of the broadcast, I told you guys about the editor friends that I have. Every editor needs an editor. You need to know other people who do what you do. Why? Because if you're in that industry, I'm an author, right? So I need to have somebody that I can turn my manuscript over to. I'm not going to be so conceited as to say, well, I didn't make any mistakes. This is just what it is. No, because many times, and I've told you guys this, what happens when we write, we can go so fast, especially whether you're typing or writing. You're thinking, your thoughts are coming a lot faster than you're able to write or type, so that you don't write the complete sentence. You think you did, right? And then even when you go to read it back, you read what you think you wrote, not what's actually on the page, so that when you get that extra set of eyes, they can say, where's the first part of the sentence? You did what? Like, I can go to? You can go to where? And you may have actually, in your mind, you thought that you wrote where you were going to. Like, you were not trying to say T-O-O. You actually meant that you were going somewhere, but you're going so fast, you know what? So this is the thing. This is the reason why editors are helpful. Even if you are good at spelling or grammar, it's wise to get get another set of professional eyes. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so understand this. Again, copy editors, basic editors, that is their job. They're going to look, they're going to make sure that there are no run-on sentences, that there is subject verb agreement, that the words are spelled properly, all of those things, the words that you use are used in the right context. But then you have a developmental editor, okay? Some people refer to it as a structural editor. This person is so critical to the success of your project. Why? Because they help you to do what the name suggests. They help you to develop your story, your manuscript. Many of you, you begin to write and you get stuck. Anybody ever got stuck? I'm writing this, but I don't really know where to go next. Well, I done came to the end. This is all I can think to write. Anybody ever experienced that? That's where your developmental editor comes in. Because ideally, you're working with an editor who has this type of experience. So you bring me your manuscript and I'm reading through it and I'm like, Kametra's, permit me to please do this, ma'am. I'm reading Kametra's manuscript and I'm like, girl, we can do a series off of this. You can turn this because you just do this. And then when you maneuver this into that, then this can become book one of X amount of series. Do you see what I'm saying? And she was like, I kind of was thinking about, like, somebody had told me about, but see, now when you said that, that's confirmation. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, there have been so many clients that I've had where they present to me this blanket thing. This is what I'm giving you. But I'm going to take my experience and my expertise and I'm going to add value to it in some way, right? So maybe the value that I add is going to be give you an idea that you never thought about. So that now instead of it being a book, it becomes a series. Maybe the value that I add is getting out of you some information that you were never thinking about even writing. I didn't think that that was necessary, or I didn't think that that would be good. Do you see what I'm saying? And so this is the reason why, even in the writing process, two heads are better than one. Carla says, so you can get a better understanding of it and not just doing anything when it comes to resume writing, and social media is a setup, so you must be careful what you say. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. You definitely want to make sure that you are cognizant of what it is that you are writing, that you're cognizant of your posts, you know, and I'm not just talking about profanity, right? I am not just talking about using bad words, what we call bad words or profane language. I'm saying using bad words. As in, I want to go to T.O. No, you don't want to go to. You know, she ain't going nowhere. No, she. So again, I believe probably within the next few weeks, what I'm going to do, I'm going to reach out to some of my editor friends again, and we may have an Ask the Editor show, because when I tell you, these ladies are like fiery, okay? Like, they are all types of spicy with personality. These are some incredible women. And it's also important, let me say this, regardless of the type of editor, it's so important to have an editor that understands your vision and have an editor that understands where you are in the process. And I don't just mean of the book, I mean of your journey. Understands where you are in your journey and what it is that you're looking to achieve. Because you have some editors where all that money is all that matters. So if you can pay my fee, I'll do this book. But all you're really gonna get from me is, you gave me 10 pages, it needed to be edited, here's your 10 pages back edited, right? But it's such a blessing, and I'll say it this way, it's such a blessing to get someone who genuinely cares about your journey and what it is that you're trying to do. See, you have some people that's like, oh, I do that, but that's under the life coaching umbrella, and you didn't pay me for all that. You just paid me to coach. And so, you know, if you're talking about life coaching, then that's going to be X amount of dollars an hour. You just paid me to edit. You see what I'm saying? And so you always want to have a spirit of discernment with whoever it is that you choose to work with in your journey. So whether it is editors, graphic designers, publishers, marketing teams, whoever it is that you're going to have to work with, you want to make sure that you're not just saying, well, who can get me to the top, right? Because if you are a person of integrity, how you get to the top matters. And we have seen in the news, you saw some of the celebrities who end up having to go to court because here it is, they're celebrities and they're trying to use their money, their influence to get their children into some of the top schools, right? So integrity matters. And so if it matters to you, then your thing is, you know what? I might have to go slow, and I don't mind going slow. I don't mind pounding the pavement, paying my dues, working hard, which is the type of attitude that you should have. Any type of business. And so now this is for my entrepreneurs at large. Any type of business that you're going to start, understand that there is the exception to the rule. Again, going back to what I said at the top, there's always an exception to the rule. It's an exception to the rule to come out your first video goes viral, okay? There are people who have been vlogging, as we call it, vlogging for years, still yet to get a viral video. Like, nobody really knows the exact ingredients that it takes to make something go viral, to make something award-winning. You see what I'm saying? Like, yes, we can definitively tell you, here is what you need for it to be best-selling, because it's literally just what it says. If you look up USA Today, how many books do I need to sell to become a USA Today bestseller? It will tell you in that category how many books you need to sell in that time period, okay? If I want to be New York Times bestseller. So it's very concrete. But for those things that are abstract, to become a quote-unquote household name, you may be a household name on your block, in your community, in your city. But how long does it take to become a LeBron James, Oprah Winfrey, what's the guy's name? Steve Jobs, Bill Gates. You see what I'm saying? And so you have to understand that when you get involved in this, you should want to get involved for this is the long haul. This is your passion. You have a message that you want to reach people. And so you want the message to reach the people the right way. And this is the last thing I'm going to say about that. In the same thing. So imagine if you had a microphone and if you're using a microphone, but everything that you're saying is coming out like this, it's all staticky, can nobody really, you see what I'm saying? Nobody can really hear. You really have a great speech to say, but if all you're hearing is static, feedback, it cuts out on you, then it doesn't matter how good your message was, because people will not be able to properly receive it because of all of the distractions or interruptions. That is exactly what bad grammar does for a book. Understand, you are not going to be with every reader that reads your book. So your words have to leave the impression that you want them to leave. So the same way that you get that static with the microphone, it interrupts your message. When people see this bad writing, all these improper rules, that the rules that you're breaking, you know, you don't care nothing about spelling, you ain't, all of the stuff that we've discussed, okay? You want to try to avoid that at all costs. You absolutely want to stand out for the right reasons, because trust me, unfortunately, I have read books where I could count, there were probably like, one of the books I read had 32 mistakes. And see, this is a book that stands out. Why? Because I can tell you how many mistakes it was. 32 mistakes on the first page. That's not cute. Because ultimately, let me tell you what happens. When you have too many mistakes in a book, it becomes such a distraction that readers don't even want to finish reading it. If I have 32 mistakes on the first page, my thought is, oh my God, what is the rest of it going to look like? Reading should not be a job, especially when I'm doing it for pleasure. If I'm picking up your book and I just want to read it in my downtime, it should not give me, I should not be going for my pen to correct your book when this ain't even been my assignment. I'm just supposed to be reading it just for the sake of reading it, but it's too poorly written that I can't even get through it without having to correct it. It don't even become boring, Carla. It becomes frustrating. So in either case, y'all, I am hoping that everybody enjoy what it is that you heard.
Thanks so much for listening. And don't forget to connect with me, whether Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, Clubhouse, even YouTube. You can find me all across social media, and I'd love to connect with you. And you can also visit my website. My name is Tenille.com. That's my name is TONEAL.com. There, you can buy my books, register for my coaching programs, my classes, even download some instructional videos to help you either in life or with the literary world. And you can even buy some merchandise. So thanks so much for connecting with me. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast. And I hope that you are educated and empowered.